Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Pray Together episode. I am not in my normal studio this morning, and so if you hear any bumps, grumps, whatever noises in the background, it's all a matter of not being in my normal place. So I hope you'll understand that. We have a number of requests to pray for today, and I'm excited that we can do this together. It is one of the ways that we, as the body of Christ, can work together to encourage and strengthen one another and to take our God at His word. He gives us promises that if we seek him in prayer, he will answer and he will listen to our cries. And so I'm excited about that this morning because we have a number of requests here that I know are very pressing on the hearts of those who have shared them. And we also have some praises in here that we can share with each other to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So if you have a request or a praise you would like to have included in a future episode, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You will find a short form there that you can complete and submit, and we will have those for a future episode of Pray Together. Now, as we go before our Lord, let's calm our hearts for a moment and let's remember who it is we are asking to hear our prayers and to respond to our prayers in power and in goodness. It is the Lord God. Our Father, we come to you with all these requests from brothers and sisters all around the world, and we are grateful that you listen. We are grateful that your heart is disposed toward us in kindness and in love because of your character and because of the merit of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross to open a way for us to come to you with boldness. And so, Father, we begin today praying for our sister, Rachel, who writes to us from the United States. And she is asking us to pray very simply for four things. She says, for her health, for her faith, for her spirit, and for some pain she is experiencing in her stomach. So, Lord, we lift Rachel to you. We know that in these brief words is a whole lot of burden and a whole lot of concern. When we're dealing with health issues, there's all kinds of worries and anxieties that may be under the surface and residing there in our hearts. And Lord, I ask you to give Rachel your peace, give her your comfort to know that you are with her, that you are leading her, even in the face of these physical maladies that she is experiencing, Lord, that you are faithful to her. I ask you, Lord, to encourage her faith as she prays here, Lord, that you would strengthen her in her spirit, that her heart and her mind would be fully set on you, that she would be able to endure. And Father, I ask too that you would bring healing to her body, that you would demonstrate your goodness, you would demonstrate your power and your might to those who are around, that they would see and hear from her own lips how you have healed her, Lord, and how you've brought about good in her life. We're asking in Jesus' name that you do this, Lord. Lord, we move on to a request from our brother Amarni, a brother in Christ who writes from the United Kingdom. And he is confessing here, Lord, that he has an alcohol and drug addiction, and he is eager to see himself free from this. It has caused some struggles in his life and some problems. He mentions splitting up with a partner of 8 years because of this. And Lord, we are praying that you would give him, first of all, a conviction deep in his soul that you are to be God. He's to have no other idols before you, Lord. And many times addictions do become our idols. They become the things that we look to, we think about, we turn our hearts toward over and over and over as a replacement for you, Lord. And I pray that you would give our brother the ability to find his identity and his satisfaction in you, that his heart would be full because you are in his life, that you would draw himself to you in a way that shows him how great and majestic and how satisfying you really are, and that you would fill his heart with the superior delight of knowing you, Father, that as a result, you break him free from these addictions. You would set him free from the pain and the struggle that it has caused, and you would enable him to find his hope in you, Lord. We're asking this in Jesus' name. We have an anonymous request that comes to us from a sister in the United States, and she wants us to pray for her family. They are in need of healing and growth in their relationships with each other and in their relationships with Christ, Lord. We pray that you would put your love into all of their hearts, Lord. You would reconnect them through reconciliation and through the obedience of confession and repentance and making things right with each other as far as that needs to happen, Lord. I pray that you would enable these siblings to all come into agreement, to be in unity with their mother, that they'd be able to grow closer to their dad, Lord, and that in their relationships together, they would all honor you. This sister is also asking us to pray for her dad regarding pain that he has and healing that he needs. Lord, we pray that you would really bring healing to his body. You would bring resolution to these physical situations he's having with his legs, Father, that you would bring him endurance and strength. And Lord, open his heart to you in greater and greater ways as he seeks to find what it is that you're seeking to speak to him and show him in his life, Lord. We pray that you would show yourself to him. You would deliver him from any kind of pride or anxiety or fear that is keeping him away from you, Lord, and that you would draw him to you in Jesus' name. Our brother Andrew writes to us from the United States, asking us to pray for him regarding struggles that he's had with depression and bipolar disorder, Lord, that you would enable him to be strengthened in his mind, in his emotion, that his very soul, Lord, could be lifted to you in faith, and that you would provide for him the faith, Lord, that he needs to be assured of his place as your son, that's provided through the forgiveness that Jesus has given to him. Lord, I pray that you give him a strength that enables him to no longer vacillate back and forth between doubt that he is saved and confidence that he is. Lord, I ask that you would enable him to overcome the things in his life that he mentions here, sadness and doubts. And Lord, that you would enable him to just be stable and strong because of your Spirit's presence, Lord. Please come into his life. Please give him the strength that he needs in these areas, we ask in Jesus' name. Our sister Jenny writes to us from the United States, and she mentions a rift that's happened between her and someone named Ron, that there are negative and uncomfortable feelings that have happened between them and that they could be reconciled, Father, though we don't know all the circumstances and the difficulties that are contributing to this distance. We ask, Lord, that you would, by your grace and in your mercy, bring about a restoration, that you would enable Jenny and Ron both to be humble before you, to be willing to give their hearts and their wills to yours, Lord, that you would give them the ability to humble themselves and to confess any wrong that they've done toward each other, that the repentance that needs to happen would happen, and Lord, that forgiveness could be expressed. We ask, Lord, that you would bring about a resolution there. And Lord, we ask that you would work this out in your great plan, in your wisdom, in their name, Lord, and by the grace that's given in Jesus, we ask in Jesus' name. We have an anonymous request that comes from a sister writing from the United States who is asking us to pray about her financials, her family's financial situation, Lord. Her husband is seeking a promotion at his job, and Lord, he has poured a lot of time and effort into this position, and Lord, she is just praying that you would enable him to receive this promotion, that they would receive the strength that they need and the financial provision that they need from this encouragement that the promotion would bring. And Lord, she is asking also that we would pray for her regarding an addiction that she is struggling with, Father. And so we are asking you, Lord, to step into this situation in a way that provides for them, that gives them the encouragement of your provision and the confidence in your faithfulness to them, Lord. And we pray for this sister that you would remove this addiction to food that she mentions, that you'd enable her to place her strength and her confidence and her trust in you, that your Holy Spirit would provide the power that she needs and the self-control that she needs to walk in obedience, however your Spirit is leading her, Lord, that you bring her health and you bring her encouragement, you bring her strengthening from that, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Our brother Trey writes to us from the United States with a handful of requests here that he would like us to lift to the Lord. And so, Lord, we come to you on Trey's behalf praying for Jessica and her daughter, whose name is Arizona. They are very troubled in their relationship, dealing with drug and mental health issues. And Father, we pray for healing and deliverance, that in both of their lives, you would come into the picture strong and powerfully, Lord. Making yourself known to them as Savior and as Lord, that they would be able to reconcile their relationship and draw together in strength as you come into their lives, Lord, in a great way. Trey is also asking us to pray for Dawson and for Whitney. Dawson is a 9-year-old and is battling cancer. Lord, we're asking that he and his mother, Whitney, would be strengthened through power by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would come into their lives and encourage them. You'd make yourself known to them as their King, as their Savior, that in this difficulty that they're struggling through, Lord, you would bring healing. You would bring a demonstration of your power and your presence so they can be encouraged to know you through Jesus Christ, Lord. Trey also asks us to pray for his friend Evan, who's going through a difficult struggle with a relationship with his mother and his ex-wife. And he has also just lost his job, and he is now homeless. Father, we are asking you to bring a resolution to this situation in a way that shows yourself to be the kind and gracious God that you are. Show him the ability that you have to step into even the most impossible situation and bring about good. And Lord, through all of that, give him a strong faith, give him a saving knowledge through Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would open doors for job opportunities, that you would enable him to be strengthened, Lord, through your power in his inner man. Trey asks us also to pray for him regarding a job opportunity that's come across his path, Lord. We ask that you would lead him in wisdom and lead him in strength as he goes to his third interview. And Lord, we ask that you would undo the damage of his unemployment that he's been experiencing for the last 4 months, Lord, that you would be his provider. You'd be the one to strengthen his faith through providing this open door for him. And Lord, that you would strengthen him in his faith. You would strengthen him in his resolve to follow you and be committed to you in the fear of the Lord, Lord. And we're asking you to provide for him in every way in this time, Lord. Give him direction. Give him wisdom in the midst of all these struggles. Trey asks us to pray for his friend April and her daughter Cora. Cora has an emergency surgery coming up, Lord, and we ask that you would guide the wisdom and the thinking of the medical professionals who are involved here, the Lord, that no mistakes would be made, that even prior to this surgery, Lord, you would bring about healing. You'd bring about a transforming physical state in her body, Lord, that would just astound everyone that's involved and would bring great glory and honor to your name, Lord. We ask you to give them peace. We ask you to give them comfort. We ask you to give April and her husband the ability to seek you through this situation, that it would not embitter them, but rather would strengthen their faith and would draw them into a place of knowing you as Savior, Father. Trey also shares with us a praise for his friend Brian. Actually, it's Brian's son, David, and his wife. We prayed for them to be able to conceive. And Lord, they now have welcomed a healthy boy into the world. We're so grateful for your answered prayer. And we pray for the mom and the baby to be strong, to be healthy, to be a testimony of your grace, Lord, to those around them. And we ask you, Lord, to provide for them in every way the things that they need as they begin their family together. And Lord, we ask that most of all, you would come into that home. You would be the king over it. You'd be the Lord in the hearts of the mom and the dad. And you'd give them a fear of you that enables them to raise this child in grace and in wisdom, to show your name to be great and to show you to be the king of their lives. Father, Trey is asking us to pray for a friend named Wilson, who is going to New York to visit his grandmother and to move her to Florida to live with him. And Father, we ask for wisdom and strength in this time. We ask for provision for everything they need in this move, and that you would give Wilson a great blessing for being willing to provide for his grandmother in this way and to care for her. Father, give him the endurance and the strength and the compassionate heart that he needs in every step of the way, Lord, and give them safe travel as they move from one place to another so far across the country, Lord. It is in your name and your grace that we pray this. Our brother Gabriel writes to us from the United States, and Lord, he wants to begin with praise to you, and we join him, Lord, in giving you praise for all the things you orchestrated in his life. The many things he's counting as blessings here, his beautiful family that he has been blessed with. Lord, we ask that you would just give him strength, give him wisdom as a father and as a husband, Lord. Thank you for giving him that role and for enabling him to have the blessing of a family, Father. We pray that you would give him everything he needs to make ends meet. Lord, that he would be the provider and the one to guide his family in wisdom for your honor and for your glory. He also asks us to pray for his father as he continues to battle with a kidney failure. Lord, we ask that you would provide for him in what he needs regarding his health, or if he is going to have a kidney transplant soon, Lord, that you would provide in a way that just shows yourself to be faithful and shows yourself to be the provider. Lord, Gabriel also asks us to pray for someone here. I'm not quite sure who this is, who is having her fourth child, Lord. We ask that you would enable strength in her body and the ability to wisely raise this child for your glory and for your namesake, Lord. And Gabriel finally asks us to pray for he and his family as they get closer to signing on a new home, Lord, that your will would be done, that you would guide them and enable them to receive from you every blessing that you have appointed for them at this time. Our sister Karen asks us to pray for her financially regarding her education, that she would be able to go to school, pay for school all on her own, Lord, that you provide, whether through scholarships or grants or whatever means you have, Lord, or perhaps you would provide her a job that would enable her to work while she's in school. Father, whatever the means, we ask you to provide. We ask you to be the one who is acknowledged as her provider and that she would be encouraged by your provision. Our brother Jim writes from the United States, and he is asking us to pray for his friend Colleen, who is trying to get out of a bad relationship and can't seem to get away from the guy. Lord, I'm not sure the circumstance here, but I pray that you would enable her to be in a safe place. You would enable her to step away from this relationship if it's a matter of her own choices and her own decisions, Father, and that you would enable her to get into a situation that is healthy for her and strong and that would strengthen her faith, Lord. And while Jim doesn't mention her state of faith, Lord, we ask that you would draw her to yourself in this. Whatever place she's at with you, Lord, that you would take her a step further and a step further, and you would give her grace and faith to see you as King and as Lord, and Lord, that you would strengthen her. We ask also for her son, who is struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts, Lord, that you would overcome every bit of darkness and every bit of depression. In Jesus' name, you would show him yourself as his glorious treasure, and that he would be able to set his mind and his heart on you and be free from these oppressive feelings and oppressive thoughts, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you would protect him from the enemy. Our sister Leanne writes from the United States, asking us to pray for Trent, who is going to be having a stem cell treatment and an effort to be free from cancer. And so, Lord, we ask that even prior to the treatment, you would step in and bring healing to his body. You bring strength and you bring wholeness, Lord, in Jesus' name. And that if the treatment does need to be employed and that you're going to bring about healing through that, Lord, you would guard him and protect him from any mistakes, medically speaking, that you would guide the hands of those who are doing the treatment and enable them to do the right things in the right ways, Lord, so that no harm would come to him and that you would be seen as his provider in all those ways, Lord. Our sister Tiffany writes to us from the United States, and she and her husband have been trying to conceive, Lord, for 6 years, and I pray, Lord, that you would give them this great blessing of a child, Father. I understand that they are grieving over children they have lost in the past, not being able to conceive all the way to full term. And so, Lord, we ask you to please surround Tiffany and her husband in this time of hopes. And also, I'm sure there are fears involved and anxiety. Father, I ask that you would be their perfect peace. You would be the one to strengthen them and give them of yourself, Lord, in a way that gives them hope and gives them encouragement and gives them what they need during this time of waiting. Our sister Abigail writes to us about a situation in her health that she would like us to pray about. She seems to have some sort of weakness or illness relating to her kidneys, and they don't see any kind of cure, only treatments to mitigate the pain and the struggle. So, Lord, I pray that you would give Abigail encouragement in her soul. It sounds like she's very discouraged. She is believing you, Lord, to be the ultimate healer and to be a miracle worker. And, Father, we are asking you for that healing. We're asking you to come alongside her in power and show her yourself to be her mighty King and her healer. Father, we pray that whatever you are doing through this circumstance, you would strengthen her. Through your Holy Spirit, you give her the endurance and the perseverance that she needs. Our sister Renee is asking us to pray for her son's salvation. He's currently in a relationship with a woman who she says is very toxic, and she's very concerned about him. Lord, we ask that you would break through every lie of the enemy, every deception that is in the way of Renee's son seeing you as Savior and seeing you as his greatest treasure. And Lord, you would enable him to just be transformed by the power of your Spirit in his inner man, that Christ can dwell in his heart through faith. And Lord, that he would be rooted and grounded in love so that he can see the height and the depth and the width and the length and to know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding. Lord, I pray that you would do these things to transform him so that he will see through the wisdom your Spirit provides this relationship and whether it is healthy for him. Lord, I pray that you would be the one to transform in the life of Renee's son. Lord, we're asking in Jesus' name. We have an anonymous sister who writes to us from the United States asking us to pray regarding her marriage. She says she and her husband are both Christians and they've been married for almost 3 years and are struggling with some pretty significant communication issues, Lord. Each of them are in a place where they are feeling their needs are not being met. And Lord, they are just really struggling. It sounds like there's a lot of pessimism. There's a lot of negativity that's going on between them, and they feel things are just never going to get better. So, Lord, I pray that you would bring about a transformation here in this relationship, Lord. Come all around them, come alongside them with a mature couple who can show them that there is hope and there is possibility of healing and strengthening of their marriage. Father, we are asking you to be the mighty God here who brings about a transformation that only you can do. And that these two would be able to avoid the pain and the terror that divorce is for a family, Lord. I ask that you would bring healing to them, that you bring hope to them in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up our sister Taylor, who writes to us from the United States, asking us to pray for her grandfather, Danny. He has many cancerous spots on his face that have been removed, and now he has a large cancer on his back. Lord, we are asking you to bring healing even before any procedures are done. We know that you are the one who can heal. You are the one who has promised that your grace is sufficient for us and your power is made perfect in our weakness. We pray that for Danny, you would give a realization of your presence in his life, that you would open his heart and his mind to you, Lord, and that you would give a great sense of your presence during this, Lord, that would turn his heart to you. We're asking you, Lord, to strengthen him, to give healing to him, to give wisdom to those who are caring for him physically, Lord. Taylor also asks us to pray for a man named Lauren, who suffered a heart attack a few months ago and is still in the hospital awaiting a heart transplant. Lord, we're asking that you would just guard him and guide him during this time, Lord, that you would give a sense of his need for you. I don't know what... Lord, his faith situation is, but I ask you to draw him to yourself, grant him repentance as your scripture describes, Lord, and give him a sense of faith in you that buoys him, sustains him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Taylor also is asking us to pray for her regarding the educational opportunity she has before her. You've already answered the prayer to attend a University of Virginia next fall through a full ride scholarship. Lord, we're so grateful that you did that and that you used our prayers here on the Morning Mindset to provide that, Lord. But Taylor says she's been struggling to keep up with everything in her senior year and that she needs help, Lord, as she wraps up the year here, Lord, that you would give her the strength and the presence of mind to study well, to retain the things that she's studying. Lord, that you would provide and give her the ability as she finishes up her high school, Lord, to be ready for college as she looks forward to that hopeful time, Lord. We're asking you to provide for her, to give her strength in Jesus' name. And Father, as we wrap up here, we continue to pray for Jason, my friend, who is a Morning Mindset listener. And he too has undergone a heart attack and has actually received a heart transplant, Lord, and now is undergoing other surgeries that have to do with amputations and needs healing in his feet and his hands. Lord, we're asking you to continue to sustain he and his wife, Amanda. Continue to give them strength and hope in their faith. Continue to enable them to persevere by your grace and in your name. Father, I'm so thankful for the faith that they have expressed. I'm so thankful for the encouragement they have been to so many through this ordeal. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified and lifted high, that their faith would just be a shining beacon of hope for many, and that they would show that you are the God who sees your people through even the hardest of times. And Lord, I thank you for every Morning Mindset listener. I ask you to move and change their hearts by your grace and according to your purpose, Lord, that you would transform, you would bring many to faith in you through the word that goes out every day, that you'd strengthen the faith of your people, that you would refine us in holiness, you would draw our hearts to you in faith, and that we would be able to step out in obedience to do what you are telling us to do when we hear your word, Lord, that we would be obedient to it and your blessing would come in response, Lord. We're asking you to do this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friends, thank you for praying once again on this Friday Pray Together episode. Again, if you have a request or a praise you would like to share on a future episode, you can do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer and complete the form that you find there. You should find that link in the description for this episode as well. Thanks again, friends. Join me again next week as we pray together. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you find value from what you receive from the Morning Mindset, I ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us. Your gift for as little as $5 a month can help us to continue doing the things that we're doing and even add additional ministries as the Lord leads us. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support to find out more about how you can do that. That link will also be in the description of this episode.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.